I had to clean up a big mess the other day. Someone had spilled maple syrup in our fridge. The bottle had spilled over and it had poured everywhere. It ran along the top shelf, down the fridge, across the other shelves, then down to the bottom. And since I found it, I had to clean it up. It took a long time. A mess isn't good. A mess isn't pleasant. But that's how Psalm 133 describes a
mess.
Oil poured everywhere over the head of Aaron the priest. Flows down his hair, down his beard, and then down onto his clothes. He'd be scrubbing for a long time. But according to this psalm, it's a good thing. See it there in verse 1. When God's people live together in unity, when they agree, when they work together for a common purpose, that's good and pleasant. Like oil pouring down Aaron's head that runs down everywhere. It's probably not the way we would describe something good and pleasant. We might say how good and pleasant it is when brothers live together in unity. It's like a swim in the ocean. Or a wonderful yum cha meal with friends. Or a tasty bulgogi barbecue with family. But for the Jewish people who sang this song 3,000 years ago, living together in unity was a pleasant thing, just like oil dripping everywhere on the high priest. Let's find out why. The psalm is one of a collection of songs that the Jewish people would sing as they travelled to Jerusalem. As they came to the temple for the different feasts like Passover. They're travelling songs. Simple songs about the everyday things of life. Families and enemies and danger and trusting God for the things we need. And this song is about brothers living together in unity. Living as one. Imagine the scene, faithful Jews meeting on the road as they travel.
Uh,
Everyone joyful and thankful for God's provision. All looking forward to the festival, to the food and the celebration. And they sing as they walk. It's a good thing for people from different areas of life to join together to celebrate. It's true and it's right to praise God because He's the one who's given everything. And that's what we're doing this morning. But it's not just unity at festivals and celebrations. Verse 1 says God's people living together in unity is good and pleasant. That's all of life, all the time. And that's what we're trying to do here at Ashfield Presbyterian. Different groups working together to serve God. In all the different things that we do. That's the best thing we can be united together for. This psalm says that when God's people work together, then everybody benefits. From the top of society to the bottom. From the leaders to the followers. From the head to the feet. That's the meaning of the oil dripping everywhere. When the high priest Aaron was ordained, he was anointed with oil. It was poured on his head. That's where it started, but it didn't stay there. It begins to flow down his face and then drip through his beard. And then on his clothes, from top to bottom, covered with oil. In those days, the oil was a sign of God's Holy Spirit. Poured on the priest to help him. Blessing him, soaking him from top to bottom. And then in verse 3, there's another picture that makes the same point. Brothers living together in unity, it is as if the dew of Hermon were falling on Mount Zion, for there the Lord bestows his blessing, even life evermore. Mount Hermon is a very high mountain in the north of Israel. It's 3,000 metres high. And it was so high that dew would fall on that mountain when everywhere else was dry. On the other hand, Mount Zion is in Jerusalem, where the temple is. And it's hardly a mountain at all. It's a bit like Dulwich Hill or Mount Druitt. And the point in verse 3 is the same as in verse 2.
我们知道第二节和第三节的意思是差不多的。
Dew falls on the top and flows all the way to the bottom.
这个甘露也是从上面的浇下来，一直流到底下去。When
God, when brothers live together in unity, God blesses everyone.
当弟兄姊妹和睦同居的时候，神祝福每个人，每一个人。
The refreshing dew of his blessing falls on the top of society, Mount Hermon.
我们知道他的甘露，他的祝福的甘露，就从上边浇下来，一直从黑门的甘山，黑门上面降下来。
And then it flows all the way down to the low, Mount Zion, refreshing everything.
从上面一直浇下来，一直流到这个低处，像西安山，就是一切都更新。
And that's how unity affects God's people. God thoroughly soaks them with his blessing. Everyone is affected, from the leaders to the followers. And notice that it's unity around God that he blesses, that's focused on him.
只有当我们集中了神的时候，神才这样的祝福我们。That's
what makes it so good.
这样就非常的美好。Look
at how the psalm finishes.
我们看看这个诗篇是怎么结尾的。For
there, Mount Zion, the Lord bestows his blessing, even life evermore.
因为在那里，就是在锡安山，有耶和华所命定的，就是永远的生命。Mount
Zion's not just any hill, it's in Jerusalem.
西安山不是任何一个小山，它在耶路撒冷。And
on top of Mount Zion was the temple.
在这个山顶上就是这个圣殿。The
focus of Jewish society where God's throne was.
因为神的宝座在哪里，所以呢，也是以色列犹太敬拜的中心。Where
people would meet with God.
这个神的百姓到这里来朝见神。
God pours out his blessings like oil or like dew.
神倾倒他的祝福下来，像甘露，像雨露一样。
When his people gather around him, focused on him.
当他的百姓聚集他的周围，来集中以神为我们的中心的时候。
That's what this psalm teaches.
这就是这个诗篇教导我们。
So, how does unity around God bring his blessings?
那么神，当我们聚集在神的中心的时候，神怎么样来祝福我们？This
is how it worked for Israel.
我们知道神对以色列人就是这样做的。When
the leaders start living God's way,
当这个做领袖的开始按照神的话语来过生活。When
they emphasize justice and mercy,
他们强调公义和怜悯。When
they make God's laws the basis for society,
他把神的话语、神的律法作为社会的中心。
Then those principles flow down to bless every part of society.
那么这个原则就从上面下来，来祝福社会的每一个部分。Like
oil down Aaron's beard or dew down Mount Hermon.
就像油从亚伦的头上降下来，就像甘露从黑门山下降下来。Then
everyone chooses to trust and obey God.
那么每一个人 就开始来信靠神，来跟从神。
Rather than looking for revenge or dishonest gain.
而不是说寻求报复，或者寻求那些不义的利益。When
that happens, the whole society benefits.
所以说，当我们以神为中心的时候，每一个人都会得到益处。It's
more stable. There's more trust and contentment and peace and justice.
这个社会变得更稳定，因为有更多的信靠、满足、和平和公义。
And not just people, God promises to bless the whole land.
神不仅是祝福他的百姓，也祝福这个整个的土地。All
the covenant blessings of God flow as his people obey him.
当神的百姓来遵从神的时候，神的祝福，神的盟约的祝福就会流到引导每个人。Every
area of life,
每生活的每一个方面,
health and crops and children and peace,
健康、收成、儿女、和平,
wine and grass and flocks and herds, All flowing from the top to the bottom. As brothers and sisters live together in unity. Dew falling, oil running, good and pleasant. That was the wonderful picture for Israel 3,000 years ago. No wonder they sang about it. But what about us? Is it still true that brothers united around God are blessed? Many things have changed. We don't pour oil over the head of the high priest. And we're not in Israel. In lots of ways, it's much harder to be united today. We're made up of many different sorts of people. Different languages and culture. We think differently and do things differently. But there's one way in which we can be united. The very best sort of unity. And it's been God's plan for his whole world since the beginning. That everyone, the whole world, follow his son Jesus. That's the most important unity. Every nationality, age, job and income.
不管我们的国家怎样，我们的年龄怎么样，同时间的工作收入也不一样。
Every culture and personality and class.
我们文化不同，我们人性格也不同，我们的接受力阶层。
Everyone honoring and loving and serving Jesus.
我们每一个人来尊崇耶稣，来爱耶稣，来侍奉耶稣。
It's God's big plan for the universe.
这是神对整个宇宙的大计划。
Listen to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 9 and
10.
And God made known to us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in Christ, to be put into effect when the times will have reached their fulfillment, to bring all things in heaven and on earth together under one head, even Christ.
要照所安排的，在日期满足的时候，使天上、地上一切所有的都在基督里面同归于一。
What's the meaning of life? Why do we exist?
生命的意义是什么？我们为什么活着？
Where is the world headed?
社会这个整个世界向何处发展？
Living together with Jesus as our head.
最重要的是让我们大家和睦同居，以耶稣做我们的头。
Our King, our Ruler, obeying and serving Him. All humanity united by the common purpose of seeing Jesus honoured and loved and recognised. That's God's great plan. And the whole world is headed towards a day when everything will come together under Jesus' rule. When everything bows before his throne. When everything will be judged by God on the basis of how they treated his son Jesus.
来怎么样判断我们，就看看我们是怎么样来对待他的儿子耶稣的。
We're not there yet, but that's the final destination.
虽然还没有达到那样的完美的结局，但是那是我们最后的目的。
Complete unity, a common focus and purpose that goes beyond language and culture and class and color.
就是我们能达到完全的合一，能够超出了语言，超出了文化，超出了种族，超出了阶层。
Revelation chapter 7 gives a vision of what that future will be like.
启示录的七节给我们这个意象，就是将来会怎么样。
Here's what John saw.
这是约翰看到的景象。
I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and in front of the Lamb. That's Jesus. They were wearing white robes and were holding palm branches in their hands, and they cried out in a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb."
此后我观看，见有许多的人，没有人能数过来，就是从各国、各族、各民、各方来，站在宝座和高岩，就是耶稣的面前，身穿的白衣，手拿灯神之，大声喊着说：“愿救恩归于坐在宝座上，我们的神也归于高岩。”
Everything together under one head, just like Ephesians 1 said.
所有的事情都以耶稣基督为头，就像《以弗所书》第一章所说的。
And since that's God's plan, our job as Christians is to move people towards that.
因为合一是神的计划，所以我们做基督徒，我们就是要来做一些的事，让神的百姓来达成这个目标。
To live out today what that future looks like then.
我们今天活着的生活，就是要将来达成目的。
Our job is to show what it means to have Jesus as number one, as our King.
神就是让我们看到怎么样呢？耶稣作为我们的第一位，作为我们的最就是作为我们的王。
And Jesus wants us working together as we do that to be united.
耶稣希望我们大家共同的工作来达成的目标，就是在里面合一。
In fact, Jesus prayed that we would be one in John chapter 17.
在约翰福音十七章里，耶稣甚至为我们的合一来祷告。
I pray for those who will believe in me, he said, that all of them may be one, Father, just as you are in me and I am in you.
我以那些信我的人祈求，使他们都合二为一，正如你父在我里面，我在你里面。
Out of all the things that Jesus could pray about for his followers, one of the most important was unity.
耶稣为他的信徒祷告了很多的事情，但是最重要的事情就是合一。
And then Jesus describes what the foundation for that unity is.
然后耶稣来描述这个合一的基础是什么。
Verse 22, how Christians are to be united together.
在22节说到基督徒怎么样能够合一起来，联合起来。
Jesus said, I have given them the glory that you gave me, that they may be one as we are one. I in them, and you in me.
22节说，你所赐给我的荣耀，我已经赐给他们，使他们合二为一，像我们合二为一。我在他们里面，你在我里面。
Our unity is because we're all joined to Jesus.
我们的合一是因为我们每一个人都与耶稣相连。
He's the Lord of us all.
他是我们众人的主。
So we're all joined to each other.
所以我们应该靠着与主联合，我们弟兄也能彼此的联合。
If Jesus is everyone's Lord, that means we're all united for the same purpose.
如果耶稣是我们众人的，是我们每个人的主，就意味着我们每个人为了一个共同的目标可以联合起来。
Letting people know how glorious Jesus is.
让人们知道说耶稣是何等的荣耀。
Jesus prayed in verse 23.
耶稣在23节的祷告。
May they be brought to complete unity to let the world know that you sent me and have loved them even as you loved me.
使他们都完完全全的合二为一，叫世人知道你差了我来，也知道你爱他们如同爱我一样。
Our single united purpose is so the world can see who Jesus is.
我们合一，我们联合的唯一的目的就是让人看到，让世人看到耶稣是谁。
That means we're not to get distracted by other things that are less important.
这就是说意味着我们不被那些个不重要的事所分心。
We're not to let small things divide us. Like what sort of music to sing. Or when people should be baptized. Or what version of the Bible to read. We're not to let things like money or ordination or untidy kitchens We're not to let things like double bookings on the hall distract us from our single united purpose. It doesn't mean we all need to do things the same way. But that we all do our different jobs for the same goal. All working in different ways, reaching different sorts of people. And it means supporting and encouraging each other as we do that. Our unity and oneness will be shown in practical ways as we live with each other. As we love each other. That's when it really will be good and pleasant when brothers dwell together in unity. Let's think about one last verse to do with unity, Philippians chapter 2. It describes people who are all united with Christ. Which means something practical about how they treat each other. If you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from His love, if any fellowship with the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and purpose. It's our relationship with Jesus that motivates our relationship with others. As we grow more like Jesus, that shows itself in unity. In thinking about the same things as His people. In loving the same things they do. In having the same purpose and the same motivation. And that unity will show itself in other ways too. Verse 3 continues, Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility consider others better or ahead of yourselves. Consider others ahead of yourselves. Each of you should look not only to your own interests, but also to the interests of others. Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus.
凡事不可借胆,
That's what unity looks like. Selflessly and humbly putting the needs of other people before your own needs. Because of the love Jesus has shown you. Because you want to see Jesus honored.
你要想让耶稣得到荣耀,
That's why it's good and pleasant when brothers live together in unity like that. How are we doing at that? Let's be honest, as a church, as three churches, how do we measure up to that?
非常诚实地说, 我们作为一个教会, 甚至作为三个教会了, 我们怎么样做才能达到这个合一呢?
And how are you helping to do that individually?
我们每一个人怎么样, 你怎么样, 作为一个人, 怎么样做, 才能达到这个目的呢?
How are you practically putting the needs of others before yourself?
你怎么样在实际的生活中, 把别人的需要, 放在你个人的需要之前?
Let's commit to working at that.
然而致力于努力的工作能够达到这个合一,
to being one in spirit and purpose,
我们同一个心理, 同一个目的,
to living our lives together around Jesus as our King,
让耶稣做我们的王, 以这个, 以耶稣做我们生命的中心,
having the same mind, the same love, to see Jesus honored.
但愿我们同样的意念, 同样的爱心能够看到耶稣得到荣耀.
How good and pleasant it is when brothers live together in unity, for there the Lord bestows his blessing, even life forevermore.
看到弟兄和睦同居, 是何等的善, 何等的美, 因为在那里耶和华所命令的, 就是永远的生命。